Welcome to the Donna Sebo Show. Donna is an international mental practitioner, award-winning author, counselor, speaker, teacher, and radio TV personality. Dedicated to empowering others through her mental skills, she also features authors and experts from all over the world to share their knowledge and experience with you, the listening audience. Now, let's join Donna and her guests. Here's Donna.
Hello, and welcome to an hour of mind power. The sun is shining. It's time to get yourself in shape. Have you stood in front of the mirror realizing that when the sun comes out, winter is over and summer's just around the corner? Getting together this body so that you're going to feel comfortable during the summer, wearing those delightful clothes that you want to wear. Maybe it's shorts or something like that, but you say, oh, it's impossible. I can't do that. Well, my guest today, Teresa Tapp, maybe you've heard her before, but Teresa was out here in the Pacific Northwest, and I had a chance to meet her. Teresa, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Donna, and I'm happy to be here.
Well, I am so delighted. I have to say, I've got so many things to share with you, because TTAP as an exercise program is so valuable. But I did a class this last weekend, and when you were at the Women's Show just a couple of weeks ago, you graciously had left me some magazines so I could share it with my class, Women's Fitness. It's the Fit Body Special Issue. And there you are, right on the front cover. But I'm telling you, the people were so thrilled at the Women's Show with this material and with your DVD. And I had many people that came by my booth at the Women's Show, and I told them that when you were appearing and that type of thing, and they all came back to me and said, I can't believe what she did. Oh, this is unbelievable. And they loved what you had to present. I hope you had just as great a time here in the Pacific Northwest as we had in having you.
Oh, totally. You know, it's all about women networking with each other. The empowerment of a team when you share the knowledge. It's so fun for me to educate and motivate so that people understand how easy it is to learn how to sneak fitness in within your daily life rather than having your whole life center around exercise and fitness, and how to activate muscles on the inside so that you're helping your body not only look better, but helping it to feel better and to turn back time. And so at the Women's Show, although people walking by probably thought, what are all of those ladies doing? Because these little exercises I was teaching while on stage, and everyone was just all standing at their chairs, we were all going ooh and ah and feeling that aerobic benefit. And you can't really understand it till you do it, because it just looks too simple, too easy, that one set of 8 repetitions without weights or stretchy bands can make that much of a difference. And then once people felt it, the excitement was, I can do this. I can fit this in my daily life, or I'm so busy to do a minute here and a minute there. And I think that just energy just overflowed, and then everyone started networking from booth to booth, and by word of mouth, we were having as big a crowd in the corner as on the main stage where I had talked the day before. They said, next year I've got to be on the main stage the whole time because we were clogging the aisles.
Don't you love it? It's just so cool. Well, one of the things I wanted to share with you is that a friend of mine who was assisting me at the booth, again, because you graciously gave me this magazine that has the free DVD in it, and I gave it to the people that were volunteering while I was doing the show, and one of them took it home, and she just started doing the hoedown, just the hoedown. Mm-hmm. She was in my class this past Saturday, and she has already dropped one pant size. And she was so thrilled.
And that's within what, 2 weeks?
2 weeks.
3 weeks.
Two weeks. She started a little bit after the Women's Show. And that was at the end of March. So maybe it's closer to 3 weeks. But she told me, she said, I am down one pant size. And I just was amazed, because this is a person that if she were to describe herself, she'd say, I'm a couch potato. And she was having problems with her legs and other things. So she did the TTAP, and she is thrilled. And that's all she's been doing, because she's a more mature woman, and she has some problems with balance. But I had encouraged her to do the hoedowns. She did that. Then I've got another person that contacted me, and they did it via email. They said, Donna, I want you to know I'm T-tapping, and my girlfriend in Pennsylvania is T-tapping. So we're getting all these reports that are coming into my email, and it's just marvelous. And one of the biggest things that they are saying is that it does energize them. And it's wonderful.
Oh, and that's what we all want, besides a little extra money in the pocket these days, but is to have energy, to feel good. And for those that are just tuning in, because I know you have such a lot of regulars, but I've told so many people at my booth to tune in, so, because we're always going to talk something new. But it's amazing that this less than a two-minute move, the hoedowns, you can do right after a meal, you can do it any time of day. It takes very little space. You don't have to change into workout clothes. That this little two-minute move can make somebody drop a pant size without any other change in their lifestyle within 3 weeks. It's just too. It just sounds too good to be true. That's why I offer it for free. So everyone listening in, they can go to ttap.com, or they can go to YouTube and type in my name, Teresa Tapp, or just type in T-T-A-P-P, no hyphens, just two T's and two P's, that I want everyone to realize that it's never too late. The body's amazing machine. If you just know how to move it, it will respond and build muscles that are dense and act like girdles to cinch in, uplift, tighten, and tone. So you have your own body's personal Spanx, okay? The spandex to hold you in. But more important, build a healthy heart and boost your energy. And we all deserve to have greater energy, you know, and look and feel better. So it's just fun. It's just so much fun and empowering when we can help each other. That's why I love coming on your radio show, Doug, because everyone's listening in, and at least if everyone would just go tell 2.3 people, I'm not even asking anybody to buy a DVD or buy the book Fit and Fabulous in 15 minutes. If we could just motivate them that, yes, they can, that it's not so difficult, you don't have to do an hour, you just need to know how to sneak it in, how to move these muscles. And so these trade shows make it fun, but I do have it for very affordable price within that book.
You do. And not only that, but you have so many CDs, but I want to share something else with you. There is another person, I don't know, that decided to do the boot camp, and I needed to give her some clarification about the boot camp. Now, she was telling me, gee, Donna, this is 14 days, and I've already started, or she signed up, I think, for a 16-day commitment. That's what she told me.
Okay.
On the boot camp, because she really, really has felt so much better. She lost fat around the upper torso. And this is not a heavy woman. This is not someone that anybody would look at and go, oh, yeah, sure, you're 550 pounds. No, this isn't her at all. Most of us would look at her and would just go, oh, yeah, right, you've really got a problem. But she knows her body. And as she's gotten older, she's getting close to menopause, it's almost like the fat has shifted to different parts of the body. Everything's going north, south, east, west, where it's not supposed to go.
Mm-hmm.
And consequently, she's getting frustrated. Well, she's finding that the fat rolls in the back are disappearing. So she got so excited about my sharing the information I had, because I've toned up 15 inches overall. And I was astonished when I did measurements this past week, because I've had this wild and crazy eating patterning that I've been doing. I thought nothing's going to show a difference. Wrong. My calves, which are like solid granite, they were down a quarter of an inch. It just blew me away, because I didn't expect any results like that.
Oh, and your listeners, I got to see you in person. And let me tell you, there's no rolls on your back. You should be, on, like I said, on TV. The way you look, right there, everyone would be tuning in to see Donna's people, not just listen to see, because you look fabulous. And so to continue on and fine-tune and keep sculpted so you can wear those St. John knit dresses with pride, you look fabulous.
Oh, yes. Thank you.
The boot camp, that's when somebody comes and decides, okay, I'm going to do the 15-minute program every day, anywhere from a minimum of 4 days to a maximum of 14. Now, if someone wants to keep going every day, they can, but I always tell them, once you hit 14, you've earned the right to go to every other day, and you'll lose just as quick. You can go every day if you want, but if you don't have the chance to make it every single day or the time, that's okay. You're going to continue to keep losing. And then it comes into where one has their separate goals. One person might want to lose 3 clothing size, one just wants to tone. One person might want to lose 4 or 5 clothing size and 100 pounds. Well, then they'll stay at that every other day, maybe 3 weeks, maybe 6 weeks, whatever their own individual goal is. But at some point in time, as soon as they are pretty much where they like the clothing size, then they get to go 3 times a week with 2 days off in between. And then once you're at the point you don't even have to worry about what you're monitoring or no concerns, you feel good, this workout can be maintained with just a twice a week. Whoever thought twice a week, 15 minutes a day, could do it? But so many people tell me, Teresa, I feel so good that I can tell my days off that I start to feel sluggish because P-TECH gives me so much more energy. And I tell them, well, fine, who can't fit 15 minutes in a day? So I usually do the 15-minute day, I would say, 3 or 4 times a week just so that I get my body in alignment. It kickstarts my metabolism. I have that boost of energy and clarity of mind, and they're calling it the Tai Chi of the Western world because it's just 15 minutes of specific sequence of 8 exercises that kickstart your day, and you're on. You're good. You don't have to do anything else. Those who are wanting more aerobic or additional, I say just walk. And then again, I do have a 45-minute workout, which is both chapters 4 and 5 in Fit and Fabulous in 15 minutes. But that's usually for those who are wanting to build even more core balance and body sculpt those stubborn areas like the saddlebags, the arms. So that really gets into some serious sculpting. But overall, losing 1 or 2 clothing sizes within 1 month, all it takes is chapter 4, that 15-minute workout, which is on DVD, or you can do it from the book. I just have come back from a health seminar, and I'm going to be in Indianapolis this next week. But Hippocrates Institute is a raw food, holistic healing wellness institute. A lot of people go there after their physicians have told them they're going to die, a lot of cancer, a lot of chronic fatigue. And so they usually have me come in 3 or 4 times a year as honorary staff to do presentation to other educators and then also the people who are staying there. This place recharges me every time to understand the power of TTAP in the way of wellness, where people are increasing bone density, where people are rebuilding their thyroid, where people are going off medications that they thought they would never be able to get off, getting feeling in their feet again from neuropathy so sores can heal again. You know, and it's like, I'm not here to tell your listeners that, oh yeah, TTAP does all of this. No, it's your body that is an amazing machine that can repair and rejuvenate. It's never too late as long as you add movement. Movement, not just exercise to lose weight, but movement that helps it rebuild and cinch in, yes, tighten and tone, yes, but rebuild thyroid function, rebuild pituitary function. When Dr. Perricone, who's known as the almighty anti-inflammatory physician, he's got several New York bestsellers, he out of the blue called me and said, your workout is the perfect anti-aging workout. The TTAP is the workout I recommend to build muscles and bone density and a healthy heart because it eliminates inflammation. See, inflammation is a thing we have to all worry about these days because inflammation is the precursor to disease on a cellular level as well as an organ level. But isn't it exciting that if you know how to feed your body just a little bit better, but more important, know how to move it so that it can eliminate inflammation, accelerate the nutrition into the bloodstream, and accelerate the elimination of toxins through your lymph system to eliminate cellular toxicity. That's what TTAP does, and that's why it's being used at Memorial Sloan Kettering on their second clinical study, because now they're seeing that maybe this is going to help cancer patients before chemo, not just using movement after chemo. They're using TTAP before chemo and radiation. It just shows that proper muscle movement that's comprehensive and compound done in a specific sequence. It's you work your body layer by layer so you optimize its own mind-to-muscle connection. It makes a better circulation, better elimination with the lymphatic, better immune system. It's the body that just needs a kickstart. Instead of just jumping around, and I'm not saying other types of exercise are bad. No, no. TTAP will make you have so much energy, you'll want to start playing and dancing and doing fun time workouts. TTAP is a completely music-free. There's not even music on these DVDs. It's me teaching you when to bend it, tuck it, lift it. Think about your shoulder alignment, hip alignment, knees out. All of these specifics that are just naturally common sense approach to fitness. That the wellness, oh my gosh, Donna, when I saw people who were on their deathbed, stage 4 cancer, that I just saw this past weekend walking around saying they think it's a miracle. I think it's the clean eating that they're learning how to do at Hippocrates and the daily T-tapping and hoedowns. They tell everybody to do hoedowns after every meal. That's what they teach everyone at Hippocrates.
It is that one move. I mean, for my very good friend to tell me that this has enabled her to drop a pant size since we did the women's show, because she was inspired. She went over. I encouraged everybody in my booth to go over and watch you. I said, go over. It's okay. Leave me alone. Just go over and watch Teresa. Don't take my word for it. Go over and watch her. They came back and they said, this is just awesome. I can't believe this. Because they were right there in the audience doing what you just said. And what I think is so important is that if you don't move, if you are the couch potato, if you are a person that sometimes is in such discomfort physically, and just the thought of moving can be miserable. And I was talking with a woman in my group on Saturday that has specific problems with her back. This woman has lived with excruciating pain. I said, I want you to look at the material, and if necessary, give Teresa's office a call. Because she will be willing, or someone will be willing, that's knowledgeable, that can help you with it. Sometimes people go through changes, and they're so frightened. They don't know how to let go and make it okay. They're afraid. They're really afraid. But you've gone through your own back problems. You've had physical problems in the past. And you have rehabilitative stuff. Talk about that a little bit, because I know that there are people listening that have certain conditions and say, oh, gee whiz, I've just given up on exercise. I can't do it. I have this problem, that problem, or the other problem. Let's address that.
Okay, most definitely. Because although TTAP was originally created for cancer patients, it is a rehabilitative workout especially designed for those who have joint issues, back problems, hip problems, knee problems, shoulder problems. All of this rehab is done without weights. It's a physical therapy approach to fitness without weights. Understanding how to activate those muscles, because when I was 18, I ended up hurting my back and my L4, 5, and 6, that's the lower lumbar, the lower part of your back, I had broken some and chipped some vertebrae and then ended up cutting into some muscle, and I ended up with partial paralyzation, and now today I deal with fusion, like calcification as a unit, the L4, 5, and 6. Compounded by the slight scoliosis that I was born with, which is a curvature in the spine, which will accelerate if I didn't keep my muscles equally strong on both sides of my back. Well, a lot of people suffer from sciatica, which is where your body gets out of alignment, your spine, and pinches that sciatica nerve.
Mm-hmm.
And those who have sciatica know what I'm talking about, but for those who don't, it's where you get the shooting pain down one of your legs. You have a big major nerve that splits down to each length of the leg that kind of forks at the lower back. And with the whole stance of TTAP, I was able to open that mind-to-body, mind-to-muscle communication, like unkink my spine to get off that sciatica nerve so I get full fiber mind-to-muscle transmission down each of my legs. And a lot of times when people say they have a sluggish metabolism, it's because their body is out of alignment. If you're compressing your spinal cord and all of those nerve endings that go out to your arms and legs, how can your muscles twitch to full force to be able to burn fat for fuel if they're not getting the full energy source from your brain? So even the body alignment principles of TTAP will boost your metabolism. But at the same time, in my development while I was in university, this workout addresses the upper back, the mid back, the shoulder, the knees, and the hips, because all muscles attach on bones in two places. And regular exercise is predominantly isotonic, meaning the belly of the muscle to one attachment. But TTAP, I designed it where the full length of the muscle is completely activated at the same time multiple muscles, meaning I will use 5 to 7 muscles at the same time full length. So that pulls the body into proper alignment at the hip joint, at the knee, at the ankle, at the shoulder, so that certain muscles that might be stronger in your body will be stretched to their max, so that the little weak muscles that aren't used all of the time, because I have you torque or twist that joint just enough to activate all of the muscles that attach to that joint, now you're working all of those muscles, so the weak ones get stronger and the strong, tight ones get more flexible, so that you have balanced, healthy muscles that are both strong and flexible, so that you can maintain injury-free or rehab a previous injury. Of course, prevention is always better, but the fact that your body can rehab an existing or previous injury is very exciting, and it's that same type of comprehensive compound muscle activation that helps your body eliminate inflammation. And so we have people all the time saying, I don't have to wear orthotics anymore. Oh, my gosh, my plantar fasciitis is so much better. My bunions are better. My doctor said I don't need surgery. My rotator cuff, I can get my bag up on my shoulder again. I mean, there's so many different health issues that this TTAP designs. Every single move is designed to help in a rehabilitative way. Ironically, the same rehabilitative movements create inch loss faster than any other workout program out there, because physical therapy is so specific. That's why you really learn how the body works with a machine with TTAP. I go to great depth with instructional workouts within the DVDs. And within the book, I go at great depth to help you understand the how and why for each exercise, not just how to do them, so that you understand what you're doing, so that you can do it on your own without even watching the DVD, and do it with regular movements each time you stand up from a chair, go upstairs, or bend down to the floor. There's a way to activate those muscles to protect and rehabilitate, and oh, by the way, keep tight in tone and look 10 years younger than your age. Everyone says as the time goes on, TTAPers keep looking younger and younger, at least 5 years younger as well as 10 years younger. But the rehab is the core of it. When you talk core, TTAP centers on the spine. It's all about body alignment and the power of the posture. I can share some of these some tips for your listeners if you'd like to get them into the stance so they feel what we're talking about.
Oh, let's do it.
Okay, so with body, everyone knows, Grandma said stand tall, but with TTAP I say let's break it down to specifics. First of all, starting at the feet, toes forward. So many people stand like a duck with their toes out and even walk like a duck where the toes are out but the kneecaps still go forward. So if you think about that in a common sense way, that means you're twisting your knee inward with every step. And even as you stand, you're making the outside of your muscles stronger than the inside. Okay, so the outside muscles going into the knee become strong, but the inside of the muscles that attach to your knee, they're not activated. And so when you just said earlier about menopause where your body starts storing fat everywhere, well, the inside of the knee, if it starts to get a little pudgy and fat, and mm-hmm. one, you're walking or standing like a duck because you inactivate those muscles, your body will store fat there so that muscles elsewhere can use that fat for fuel if needed. So toes forward. Now think about hip, knee, and ankle in a straight line. So you want to have your feet only about 8 inches apart. Now we may all say that we have 40-inch hips or 36-inch hips or 44-inch hips, but that's the flesh on the outside of the ball joint. Think where the skeleton within your flesh is. There's ball joint of the hip, so the hip, knee, and ankle are in a straight line, and that happens when you're about 8 to 10 inches apart. So toes are forward. Ankle, knee, and hip in alignment. Now, everyone on a count of three, bend your knees. 1, 2, 3, bend it. Okay, feel how when the knees are bent, the muscles activate in the knee. Okay, on a count of three, relax it. 1, 2, 3, straighten. See and feel how the muscles are less activated at the knee. They're more activated at the middle of your thigh to your hip. But in TTAP, we always keep it bent. So bend it and keep it bent. Next is what we call tuck it. Most people understand weak abdominals and weak back go hand in hand. So I want everybody to tuck their tailbone under like a dog tucks its tail between the legs. So you still got those knees bent. You still have your toes forward. One, two, three, tuck it. Keep it tucked. Do you feel that muscle activation in the lower back as well as in the tummy? That's because the muscles that attach at your lower back crisscross, wrap around to the opposite hip ball joint in the front. And that's your girdle. So toes are forward, bend it, tuck it. Now everybody relax. Inhale, exhale. Throughout TTAP, I have inhale, exhales, not just to oxygenate, but to stretch the muscles that are in your rib cage and lymphatically pump the lymph fluid throughout your body. Okay, so let's get back into our stance. Hips, knee, and ankle, straight line. Toes are forward. One, two, three, bend it. One, two, three, tuck it. Now hold that position. One, two, three, lift, rip. Okay, keep it tucked. Keep it tucked. The butt wants to go out. Keep it tucked. Ribs up. Did you feel how your shoulders went back? Now, right now, your shoulder to hip is in alignment. Your hip, knee, and ankle is in alignment. Your toes are forward. And when you lift those ribs, you just created lots of room in your abdominal area. More importantly, you just pulled up your bladder. And for those ladies who still have a uterus, the uterus back up in the intestines, and your stomach flattened. It has more room to digest and eliminate. Less constipation. Too many people who are in wheelchairs or sit all day get constipated because they slump. Okay, from right here, your toes are forward, you're bent, you're tucked. On the count of three, let the ribs back down. One, two, three, ribs down. Feel the pooch. As soon as the ribs go down, your lower belly pooches. One, two, three, ribs up. Hold it right there. Inhale, holding it. Feel that stretch in the ribs. Exhale. Now, hold that right there. One last move. On the count of three, everyone's going to push their knees out to their little toe. One, two, three, knees out. Feel how the muscles activate at the hips. Feel those gluteal butt muscles tighten even more. You probably feel like you're all standing on a horse. But right now, everything in the body is in proper alignment. You're getting full communication from your brain through the spinal cord, out to your fingertips, out to your toes. One, two, three, relax and feel the tingle up and down the legs. Do you feel it?
It is incredible, and I try to do it every day because I have seen the results. And when I, even though I had been so bad with my food the past couple of weeks because of my irregular schedule, I was amazed at how I had seen I hadn't gained any inches, and I'd actually lost a quarter of an inch in my calves, which is one of, for me, next to impossible
yes.
to see.
Yes.
That.
Because muscles act like girdles, and they can cinch in regardless of what food we eat. Because food are our nutrients. That's what gives us the
mm-hmm.
energy. And when you pump it and you bend it, tuck it, lift it, you'll digest that food, even if it's man-made food. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
You don't always have to eat clean. I enjoy cookies. Boy, at that festival we were just at, they had some of the best wine from Seattle and all the chocolates and all of the bread. Food is not bad if we move.
Mm-hmm.
Bodies are designed to move. And then that stance we just had everybody establish, so just so they know, hoedowns is like you keep the stance but just lift and touch the other leg without unbending and tucking your body. How easy is that?
It's marvelous. Teresa, I know we're almost out of time, and we could talk for hours on this because there's information about some alfalfa product that you've got, but there's also something about cellulite. I mean, there's just so much information you have to share. Your book, Fit and Fabulous in 15 Minutes, should be in anybody's library if they want to have a good education about nutrition and wellness, but also the magazine Women's Fitness. Now, your website is ttap.com, and that's ttap.com, or you could even do it without the hyphen. It'll pop up there. Is there anything we need to let our listeners know about that you want them to be aware of? We've got the video on YouTube for the hoedowns that they can go see.
And they can go to Amazon.com and get the sit-down, T-Tap in a Chair, for free on the book page. When you type in the title, it's there. And right now they're having a super sale. The book is only $12.21. I don't know how long it's going to last, but that's a really good price.
Oh, my goodness. That is fabulous.
I know. So I wanted to let your listeners know. And then the other thing I found out, we're going to be in Women's Fitness Magazine coming out in May. Heidi Klum is on the cover. So they should just check their local grocery store or bookstore. I am going to buy a couple hundred copies just to make it convenient on my website. So if it gets sold out in your local city, I'll have some copies on my website. And here's the clincher. They're giving everyone free TapCore DVDs with the magazine in May.
Oh, that is incredible. That is incredible. Well, for all of you listening, go to her website, because I'm telling you, it works. And it is so good, and if you have a family member that's not able to move a lot, she's got exercises that can be done. Believe me, I'm seeing the effects that are happening with my friends, with my family, and with me. I mean, when you're out in the public, you have to look good. And what a wonderful way, an easy way to do it. Teresa, thanks so much.
Thanks, Don. And you know what? Next time we come on, I heard through the grapevine some of your listeners want to learn how to spot, target tone those saddlebacks. Want
yes,
me to share
ma'am.
Those secrets on the next radio show?
Oh, I think that would be fabulous, because that's a major problem for me.
Oh, well, then we'll just teach everyone as they listen how to activate those muscles to get that saddlebag area, that I also have to work on that area. And it involves bend it, tuck it, lift it, but there's just a little bit more secrets that we'll share on your next show.
Oh, that'll be great. We'll talk to you soon, Teresa. Don't forget, go to her website, ttap.com. I'm telling you, it is worth the investment in yourself, and you can make room for 15 minutes a day or every other day. Just go and check it out. Don't take my word for it. I know it's working. Go look. Go see. Find out for yourself. This is Donna Siebel. We're going to be taking a break. Don't you go away. We're going to be right back. Thanks, Teresa.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Do you want to lose weight? Do you deal with diabetes, high blood pressure, osteoporosis, or chronic pain? Do you want to know one of Dr. Perricone's 7 secrets to beauty, health, and longevity? Do you have 15 minutes a day to look and feel better? Then let me introduce you to TTAP, the workout that works. For the beginner or expert exerciser, learn from physical training specialist Teresa Tapp how, in just 15 minutes a day, you can burn fat and sugar, build strong bones and muscles, and lose inches fast with no equipment or jumping. Visit the TTAP website, ttap.com, or call 1-800-342-0717 to learn how. That's TTAPP.com. We'll help you lose inches, look good, and feel fabulous at TTAP. 1-800-342-0717.
As a counselor, Donna Siebel is available for private consultations by appointment. These can be done by telephone or in person. If you'd like to schedule an appointment with Donna, call 253-582-5604 or 800-872-8852. That's 253-582-5604 or outside of Pierce County, 800-872-8852.
Hi, this is Donna Siebel, and phone lines are open. Yes, if you'd like to chat with me, give me a buzz at 877-876-5227. That's 877-876-5227. Also, Canadians, 888-815-9756. That's 888-815-9756. And we have a direct line of 530-876-3222. All you need to do is just give me a buzz. Give me your first name or your initial. I don't care where you're calling from, and let me show you what the disciplines are that I've used of mine. I don't want any information from you, and I'll give you what I perceive. And after that, because I'm an information resource, you are welcome to ask me a question about anything that you like. There's 2 things I want to say. One, I want to thank the people that came to my class on Saturday. We had a blast. It was wonderful interacting with these people in my class for mental ecology. There was so much good information. It was very interactive, and it was just an absolute delight. I want to thank all of the sponsors that enabled us to give a fabulous gift bag to the attendees. It was just great. They just did a wonderful, wonderful job. And I also want to let those of you know that are interested in finding out my schedule or what I'm available for, just know I'm not going to be on the road traveling until the month of June. At least so far I'm not. So I'm going to be busy working on my book, but I'm always interested in your feedback. And if you have questions, comments, I don't do readings via email. I've been getting some requests for email readings. I do not do readings via email. So it's very important for me to clarify that to you, only by phone or in person. And, of course, it's always by appointment. But I also want to say thank you to the wonderful people at REM FM Radio in Spain. I did a show this morning with their talk show host, Mary Hanna, and she was wonderful, and it was just absolutely great. It's been a delight to have that opportunity to be thousands upon thousands of miles away talking to people in another country. That was a wonderful experience, and I want to say thank you to those wonderful people that enabled it to be possible. Again, Donna Sebo here, 877-876-5227, or Canadians, 888-815-9756, also 530-876-3222. I received something from January that I just thought was really cute, and it has to do with a clothesline. And I thought, what in the world is this woman sending me? What is this nonsense about a clothesline? Well, this is what she sent me in the way of information. And I thought, who uses clotheslines anymore? I mean, we just don't do that. When I was a little girl growing up, that was almost mandatory. You know, we take for granted our washers and our dryers. But I can remember my grandmother going down into her basement in Roanoke, Virginia, and finding this Ringer washer that she had. And it was quite an old machine. Maybe, I'm sure all of you have seen these things, you know, in historical movies, or maybe you remember a member of your family having one. Washing machines were really, really a luxury. Well, after World War II, so many things changed and technology evolved, and yahoo, they really got the vacuum down pretty pat. I'm still waiting for the clean-it-yourself house. That I'm really waiting for, and that may be coming up. I'm not sure. But regardless, all of these various appliances have been such a boon to women because, my gracious, you'd spend maybe 2 days of a week just doing laundry. If you had a big family, forget about women being able to go out and have a career. It took everything they had just to take care of what was going on at home. I mean, it was heavy manual labor. And when I got this information on the clothesline, I had to chuckle, so I want to share it with you. The clothesline, a dead giveaway. Do the kids today even know what a clothesline is? And January said, there's a lot of people that just don't remember. For those of us that are a little bit older, it's going to bring back some memories. And she said, at least it did for me. Basic rules. You had to wash the clothesline before hanging any clothes. You had to walk the length of each line with a damp cloth around the line. 2, you had to hang the clothes in a certain order and always hang your whites with whites and hang them first. And you never hung a shirt by the shoulders. You always hung it by the tail. What would the neighbors think? And then wash day, Monday. You never hang clothes on a weekend or Sunday. That was a taboo. You always would hang the sheets and towels on the outside line so you could hide your unmentionables in the middle. And it didn't matter if it was sub-zero weather. Clothes would freeze dry. And you always gathered the clothespins when taking down dry clothespins left on the line. It was just tacky. And if you were efficient, you'd line the clothes up so that each item did not need 2 clothespins, but shared one of the clothespins with the next washed item. Clothes off the line before dinner, always, neatly folded in the clothes basket and ready to be ironed. Ironed? How many of you still iron? Well, she wasn't going to go into that subject. She says that's a whole other scene. But this is a poem that she gave. She said, a clothesline was a news forecast to neighbors passing by. There were no secrets you could keep when clothes were hung to dry. It also was a friendly link for neighbors always knew if company had stopped on by to spend a night or two. For then you'd see the fancy sheets and towels upon the line. You'd see the company tablecloth with intricate design. The line announced a baby's birth to folks who lived outside as brand new infant clothes were hung so carefully with pride. The ages of children could be so readily known by watching how the sizes changed. You'd know how much they'd grown. I'd never thought of a clothesline that way, but I do remember the times when I used one because for a number of years I did not have a washing machine and a dryer. And I can remember one of my big accomplishments in life was to be able to have a washing machine and dryer because I detested going to a laundromat. Any of you have those memories? Well, I do. But I remember when I could just get the washer. I couldn't afford the dryer, but that washing machine was a godsend. And then I used clothesline. Now, I lived in Burbank at the time, and, of course, it's hot as blue blazes out there, and you never needed to use bleach on your clothes because when the sun came out, it always bleached it for you. But it is something that is a part of lifestyle in some areas. People still do like to use a clothesline because of the smell and the fragrance and the natural bleaching by the sun. Not me, thank you very much. I want to put them in the washing machine, clean them, then put them in the clothes dryer. That's it. I love the appliances. Thank you very much. I never want to go backwards. I've never thought the good old days were good old days when it came to that kind of stuff. No way. Donna Sebo here. Give me a buzz if you'd like to chat. 877-876-5227. That's 877-876-5227. Canadians, 888-815-9756. 888-815-9756. Also a direct line of 530-876-3222. Now, I want to let you know who's coming on tomorrow. Hey, we're starting off with fitness, right? We had Teresa today. Tomorrow, we're going to be talking with Marie Veronique Nadeau, and we're talking about yoga facelift. Now, remember what Teresa was talking about, how you use your muscles to tone yourself, to firm up? Well, yoga has long been able to do some wonderful things with the muscles. And who likes chicken necks? Nobody likes that. Well, after you get to a certain age, it's just like the muscles get weak. We don't think about the face. And this goes for the guys as well as the gals, but we gals are much more attentive to it. I don't know why, but the guys seem to have, you know, it's as if they've got something persona when they got wrinkles and all this kind of stuff that doesn't look so hot. It's okay on guys. If they got a tan, it's even better. On women, it's atrocious. We don't want those wrinkles. We don't want those lines. We don't want any of that stuff. Well, this is a way of doing it naturally. So you don't have to do the Botox. You don't have to go the other route, and it's a healthy way to do it. So we're going to be talking with Marie. Then on Wednesday, we're going to be talking about how you can lean forward into your life. Mary Ann Radmacher is a wonderful gal. Let's not just get ourselves physically fit. Let's get ourselves mentally fit as well. Thursday, we're going to have an open mic day. I've got all kinds of goodies I'm going to be able to share with you. The whole hour will be open to you if you want to make a call in. And then on Friday, hey, we're going to be talking about the brand new radicals. Yes, people who are making a difference because they want to do something more with their life. This is for you. This is what you are going to want to know about, because if you're like me, being a radical is okay. Being different is okay. It's how do you make the changes in your life in the way that you want to do it. So we've got a dynamic lineup of people this week. I invite you to join us. Tell your friends. Meanwhile, we're going to take a break for just a moment. Donna Sebo here. We're going to be back. Don't go away. Don't forget you can call in, too. We'll be right back.
Hello, this is Dr. Richard Petty, the author of Healing, Meaning, and Purpose, and creator of the RichardGPettyND.com website. I am thrilled and delighted to tell you that starting February 7th, 2008, at 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. Eastern, I'm going to be joining my friend Donna Sebo on her show on BBSRadio.com. We're going to do this every month, and I can guarantee you that we're going to be sharing new information and new concepts that will astonish and inspire you.
Do you have a group, organization, or club that would like to have an interesting and dynamic speaker? Then you're going to want to have Donna speak to your group. She motivates audiences towards personal empowerment, giving them tools for their personal and professional success. If you would like Donna Sebo to bring a presentation to your next event, call Delphi International at 253-582-5604. That's 253-582-5604.
Hi, this is Donna Sebo. Give me a buzz if you'd like to chat. First name or initial, that's all I need. 877-876-5227. That's 877-876-5227. Canadians, 888-815-9756. 888-815-9756. Also a direct line of 530 877-322-2. Tomorrow is going to be Earth Day. And if you would like to be able to honor that day, I think every day is an Earth Day. But this is a day where people around the globe are really paying attention and all doing something. Many of them are planting a tree, or they're planting something somewhere that is going to be around, maybe for the children, their grandchildren. And I think being aware of the environment is so important. You know, in so many ways, we are growing out of our ignorance regarding how we must tend Mother Nature. We've always taken so much for granted, just saying, well, they're always going to be there. Well, a tree, once it's cut down, you can build, put another one in, but it's going to take 20, 30, 40 years, 100, 150, maybe even 200 years to reach the size and the density. Look at the sequoias. They're around for hundreds and hundreds of years. So many parts of the world, the only kind of fuel people had was wood. So they decimated their forests. And by the way, this is nothing new. This has gone on in centuries past. Lots of people approach this as if this has just happened now. That's not the case. You know, people hundreds of years ago misused their environments, destroyed all their trees, and consequently their civilizations disappeared. And most people don't have an awareness of that. They're not aware of the fact that human beings, for thousands of years, have often mucked up the works in more than one place. There's areas of Polynesian islands where they have found stacks of shells of mollusks and all kinds of seafood shell creatures or shelled creatures that, millions and millions, and they just wiped out their food source. They had to move from the island to find another food source. Fortunately, I like to think, because of where we are, even though our population is expanding at an awesome rate, and let's face it, folks, we have to feed ourselves. When we are aware, then we can take a positioning with our technology and think, how do we change this? What do we do? I was in the grocery store, and I'm digressing for a moment because this is for good reason. I was in a grocery store, and they are doing away with plastic bags. And I said, I think that's very nice if they're petroleum-based, but there's a company, and I believe it's in the Midwest, they use corn to manufacture plastic bags and plastic containers. Totally recyclable. Totally recyclable. No petroleum in them. These are things that are happening. I just watched a video of an interview done with a man who has put together an engine that runs on water. Yes, water. He demonstrated it. It's there. He used an older vehicle. He converted his engine, and he has developed a formula that has enabled him to generate electricity that uses that energy of water. Fascinating stuff. I just saw it today. You see, when the minds are out there working, when they're working and someone says, we have a need, we can do something with that. And I think that's what Earth Day is about. Recognizing that we honor the environment that we live in, have the understanding that whatever you do to make a difference, whether you choose not to use pesticides, use more natural remedies instead of certain commercial aspects, that's good, fine. Here are a couple of other things, too. If you want to have flowers in your home, by the way, living plants in your home are one of the healthiest things that you can have. It takes all the toxins out of the air that can come from cooking. And, you know, during the winter, we ever keep everything so tightly closed up. Naturally, you don't want to freeze to death. So you're going to do that. Well, when you have plants, that keeps the environment in the toxic level in your home way down. You can have ponytail palms and pot marigolds. Do you know what? They don't use very much water. And they really help make your place look attractive if you love flowers. Plants are great things. Also, you can spray your plants with a natural bug defense, and that is a teaspoon of dishwashing liquid, 2 tablespoons of hot red pepper sauce, and 1/4 water. Very simple, isn't it? Not expensive. mix it up, spray it on everything. There's all kinds of wonderful natural remedies like that. And you can just do so many different things. Plant a tree, again, whatever it is that you want to do. Now, this is a website that you can go to if you'd like to know what you could do to make your environment more healthy, or just you want to do something, maybe get some kids involved in a project, then go to this website, Green Your, GreenYour.com. And you can type in anything from beer cans to makeup, and they'll pop up tips on the easiest ways to make it, using it, environmentally friendly. This is so wonderful. We can still have a quality of life. I don't want to go back to caveman days. Forget that stuff. But when we can use our environment more efficiently and effectively, then, and be kinder to it, we're going to find we're going to have plenty of trees, and it takes that willingness to understand. And the more we learn and the more we do, then that's going to be passed on. If you teach it to your kids, they're going to have a respect for things around them. It makes a difference. And you know what? You make a difference, because how you spend your money, how you live your life, is going to have an effect. So coming from a position of education and understanding, wow, it'll make such a difference for you. And not only that, but you will absolutely feel so good, because you're saying, I'm changing, I'm doing certain things, because I know it's better for me as well as for everyone and everything that's around me. It's really a good feel. By the way, you know, it's springtime. Go out and take a walk. And I'm not saying it just for exercise. I'm saying it to observe beauty in action. Mother Nature puts on a show in the springtime that is totally, totally breathtaking. And it's so important, I think, to take the time to go to local gardens, wherever they may be in your environment. We have a place in our area called Lakewald Gardens. We have had this in our neighborhood for I don't know how many years, and I had lived in the area for 15 years before I even knew that it existed. And they have tours all year round. This is an estate that was dedicated to the state and the state of Washington. And this estate was set up by a gardener that traveled around the world to bring different plants and to put it in here. And students come from various colleges to study all of these various plants. And oh, when they're in bloom, and they bloom all year round. There's all kinds of things that are blooming all year round. So I encourage you, do good things for yourself. Go out. Look at the beauty that's around you. You know, it's free. It doesn't cost you a penny. You're using your eyes. You're using your body. You're getting some exercise. Take a friend. If it's a little crisp and cool outside, like it has been in the Pacific Northwest, we've been having hail and snow and 30-degree temperatures, and we're just watching this. It's funny, just like today. It was almost freezing this morning, and now we've got sun and blue skies, and it's warmed up, and it's almost in the 50s. We feel like we're having a heat wave. Yahoo! For those of you in California, that may not be the case. You've always had a heat wave. Regardless, wherever you are, take time to enjoy the beauty around you, because that is spring. Well, I've got a lot of things to share with you, but you know what? We are running out of time. Don't forget, tomorrow we're going to talk about how you can tone your face, how you can take that aging look away by understanding how to work the muscles. The yoga facelift is what we're going to be talking about tomorrow. This is Donna Tebow. Remember always, you're the master of your fate. You are the captain of your soul. Wherever you are, whatever you do, don't ever forget, you do make a difference. You weren't put on this earth to just be a lump of stuff. You're here to give your best, be your best, and make music in the life experience of living. This is Donna Tebow. We'll be talking with you tomorrow, same time, same place. Bye for now.
You have been listening to The Donna Tebow Show. If you would like a copy of today's broadcast, send $10 to The Donna Tebow Show, P.O. Box 97272, Tacoma, Washington, 98497-0272. Be sure to put the date of the broadcast in your request. If you are not able to be a part of today's program, join Donna and her guests Monday through Friday, and she will be here to take your calls. Thank you for listening and being part of our program. Have a wonderful day.